Hey there, my name is Shane Craddock and this is the Inner Edge podcast where I share a different take on how to lead and live a sustainable high-performance life. Over the course of different episodes, I'm going to challenge the belief that tension, stress and struggle are essential to success and creativity. My experience is that there's an easier way, there's a better way, and indeed there's an essential way that we need to explore for the times that we live in. So let's go ahead, let's jump in and explore. Hello there, welcome to The Inner Edge with myself, Shane Craddock. I hope you're keeping well. Today, I want to share a little bit about what we're going to call the inner T's and C's. T's and C's, of course, stand for terms and conditions. So, you know, when you have a document and there's all these little terms and conditions, most of which you never read because it's always in the small print, it's not until maybe you have an insurance claim and you realize, oh, these T's and C's are kind of important, but very few of us really ever read them. And in the same way, I think inside us all, there are inner T's and C's that we really don't look for, consider, but they are there pulling the strings and really affecting how we experience the world. And also they really affect getting the best out of ourselves, I think is probably the simplest way that I would say it. Now, this came out of a conversation with a client recently where they brought up that term, and I thought that's a really good way of actually saying something that I would have previously called conditional thinking. So it's thinking that's kind of hidden inside us that is conditional. And I'm going to explain that a little bit, hopefully, in this episode that it makes more sense. Now, the client was and is going through, I guess, challenging circumstances. They're being tested. When we were talking, they had stopped doing the stuff that would normally work for them in terms of helping them to be the best version of themselves. And they had already anticipated and said something like this to me, which was, look, I know you're going to say you should do this, this, and this, but I'm just not doing it. And I just don't feel like doing it. And I had to stop them and say, listen, I'm not going to be saying that because why would you add that kind of internal pressure to yourself? So that's an example of conditional thinking. They were saying to themselves inside, oh, I should be doing this, this, and this, but I'm not. And in a way, they were kind of beating themselves up with this hidden stick, giving out to themselves for not doing it and expecting me to say, oh, no, I think you should do this or, you know, meditate in the morning. And I was thinking, no, don't be doing any of that. If you just don't want to do it, don't do it. I can completely understand why you wouldn't. So let's get into it a little bit more. But my key point here is that we all have inner terms and conditions inside us. And I'm going to suggest you go looking for them. And I'm going to suggest you challenge them, all in the pursuit of unleashing and releasing a better version of yourself that's inside, a more relaxed, happy, creative, higher performing version of yourself. And again, what I'm saying is the T's and C's inside us are really conditional thinking. They are almost, they create almost like this expectation inside that we should be doing this or I have to do this. So for example, as I said, my client had said, look, I've stopped meditating, so I'm not going to be at my best. But that's not true unless you say it's the way it's going to be. So they had almost kind of decided a condition that, well, if I don't meditate, I can't be at my best. That's not my experience. I know plenty of people who don't meditate and they're very much high performers. Meditation is a state more than an act would be my experience. And I go through phases where I will stop meditating myself. And I've also had to learn myself that I don't need to do things like that to be at my best. I mean, I might do it because I enjoy it or maybe it makes a difference. And if it makes a difference, great. But very often for people, it's a condition. It's conditional thinking. It's an inner term and condition. Another simple example would be I remember one client talking to me about their sleep. And they would say, God, you know, my sleep, you know, if I have a bad night's sleep, I can't function. When we got into it, I said, well, what are you saying to yourself when you have a bad night's sleep? Because that can happen for multiple reasons. And what they realized was that, okay, they had a bad night's sleep, but then all the way through the morning, they were kind of giving out to themselves, I had a bad night's sleep, I'm not going to be at my best, I'm going to be tired now. And so they had this inner narration, and also it was affecting their inner movie for the day, which was dragging them down. And when we were talking about it, he saw that that was an inner term and condition. Oh, I have to have a good night's sleep to be at my best. And the reality is, the honest truth is that I used to think the same thing, but then also I caught it in myself and I changed it, as did my client. Because I'm always amazed now that I don't need a good night's sleep to put in a great day. I just don't need it. And the way to get around that is to avoid the conditional thinking, those terms and conditions inside that, you have to have a good day. If you have to have this, this, and this to have a good day to be at your best. I know plenty of people who could be really sick, but they can still put in good performance in terms of outcomes for the day. And then others who just won't, because it's a condition that, well, I'm not feeling great, so therefore I can't deliver. And it's all a version of probably the biggie inner hidden term and condition, which is, look, I can't be happy, or I can't be at my best, or you put in the blank, I can't be blank until I get X. And the X is like, I can't be happy until I get, for example, money, a certain level of money or income, or I can't be happy until I get the right partner, or I can't be until I'm at the right weight, or until I get X award, or until I get a certain amount of followers. So it's worth considering this, because even though your mind will go, well, that doesn't really matter, because the reality is I want to get the nice car and the nice house. But all of these are conditions, because what you'll find is, and I've seen it myself in my own life, where I've eventually achieved or created things or got to the top of a certain mountain, metaphorically speaking. I've seen it with so many clients over the years, and they'll all tell you the same thing, that you get it, and then you realize, oh, that's not really, that was a condition. That I don't feel the way I thought I was going to feel. I remember with my book, The Inner CEO, that there was one point where I was getting frustrated with myself. And what I was saying to myself, what was causing the frustration, was this inner dialogue with myself saying, oh, you should have it done by now. And it wasn't helped by a couple of people saying, no, that's a long time. Because the book actually took me, in total from starting it, it took me 5 years, which seems like a long time. But then, I know of other books, like even Oppenheimer took 25 years. 25 years. And that was obviously an amazing story of how the book was written. And then obviously turned into this amazing movie, an award-winning movie, which I think took another 20, 25 years. Not before it was made, but when the book actually was published, I think in 2005, because they started the project in 1980. So the book into a movie took, I suppose, 20 years almost. But my point is that for me, I was compromising my performance, my mood. I was increasing my levels of frustration by having this dialogue, well, it should be done by now. And the reality is, that's not true. That was a condition. A book takes as long as it takes to have it done in the way you want it done as the creator. Some books can be done really quickly. I have a friend who did it probably in a book in 6 months. So a book, and I know myself in the future, I'll write things that will be very quick. But if that happens, that happens. It's about the conditions that we have, these inner terms and conditions, and challenging them, catching them. And why does it matter? Because it affects our peace of mind, our state, our mood, our happiness, which ultimately affects our ability to make progress in our careers, in our businesses, and in our lives. And I think the truth is that most people are walking around day to day with an unseen checklist of their world, the people in it, and of themselves. And I think it's worth going into that cave inside yourself and exploring to say, well, hang on a second here. Where am I maybe feeling frustration? Because there will be negative emotion attached to those inner terms and conditions. And what would happen? What would happen if you release yourself from those shackles? Because they are shackles that we kind of within and find out, well, hang on, where are the shoulds or where are the have-tos? Not just on the people around me, because very often we'll do that. I want my children to be more tidy. That's a version of a term and condition which you could release. And then in particular on yourself, because I think that's where the real gold is. As an aside, I'd like to mention to you that I have a mini course. I call it the Inner CEO Micro Course, which you can access via my website at shanecraddock.com, shanecraddock.com. And then at the top of the website, you'll see a tab for courses and you'll see an access point there. And it gives you, it's a video course Very short, the key elements of my inner CEO concept is €27, but it's actually free with my book. So you can kind of access it either way, but I certainly encourage you to get the book because you get the course for free. And you can check it out that way. And there's other courses there that might be of interest. So back to the inner T's and C's. From your perspective, as you're listening to me, like what inner terms and conditions might you have? Where are your shoulds and have to's? And once we realize that we're making those up, they're a misuse perhaps of thought, of our thinking, that are kind of putting pressure on ourselves, maybe beating ourselves up. And if you go back to that equation in a way with like, I can't be happy or I can't feel successful or I can't be have peace of mind until I get X. What's your version of that? Like what's your X in relation to your work, your business, in relation to your team, in relation to your financial situation, in relation to your health or how you look? What's your version? And I think the key point that I'm trying to make here is that everybody has inner terms and conditions. And I think if you're looking for an opportunity to grow professionally and personally, watch out for and challenge them. Look for them. And then question them. Because that's where the real growth opportunity is. And before you go, if you could give a star rating to this podcast if you like it, or else like it or subscribe it. All of that really helps in terms of my reach and trying to make an impact with other people about increasing their awareness of the inner side to leadership and life. I'd be very grateful. Thanks a million. Ciao for now.